Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were all over the place to end the week. Corn was down 6 to 9 cents. A little bit of bear spreading going on there as we get past that first notice day in the May. It's selling off 9.5 cents today, while December 14 was down 6. We're back below $5, which is that critical level. That'll now become resistance as we're trading below that. And then soybeans on the other end, July is up 10.25 at 14.71 and a quarter. November only down 2.5. So we're getting some putting that spread back in it that we took off yesterday. And then wheat futures, of course, were the big strong contract today, up 17 in July at 8.21. And Chicago wheat was up 8.75 at 7.16. And we've continued to move that spread between the July Chicago and July Kansas City. It's now at $1.05. Just a few days ago, it was at 70 cents. So they're really paying up for that hard red winter wheat and that protein, extra protein there. And that's at this point, that's the crop that looks the worst. Is that crop two rounded out yesterday in Kansas. There were some other things. We had an announcement this morning of 101,000 tons of corn sold to an unknown destination, which was old crop, and that didn't really affect the market, didn't really help things out here as corn was lower. And then all the turmoil in Eastern Europe and the Ukraine and so on is still having lingering effects in volatility to the market.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
The Quality Wheat Council Tour put out their final number yesterday afternoon for the Kansas City wheat. They're saying 33.2 bushels per acre is the yield in Kansas, and that'd be a total production of 260.7 million bushels. Last year, we were 38.8 bushels per acre and 319.2 overall. So we're significantly below where we were last year in terms of hard red winter wheat production. And that also puts us at the lowest level since 1996. So that's a bullish factor here, and really the reason why we were up 17 cents. And then the weather pattern over the next few days looks like it's going to be 90 to 100 degrees, which will add more stress to the crop and likely drive prices even higher. We also had a midday today. We had an Informa economics report, which some people give a lot of credence to. They estimated the 2014 winter wheat crop at 1.496 billion bushels. Last year was 1.534, so they're cutting theirs as well. It was down 120 million bushels from last month, and they're estimating Kansas to be near 311 million bushels versus, the crop tour of around 261. So they're a little bit more optimistic on the size of the Kansas crop, but still bullish.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, June live cattle were down $1.20 at 138.05. May feeders were off 45 cents at 183.50. And May lean hogs were down 15 cents at 117.22. In the grains, Kansas City May wheat was up 25.5 cents at 8.31¾. Chicago May wheat up 9 cents at 7.07¾. Chicago May corn down 9.25 cents at 4.94 even. And May soybeans were up 7.25 cents at 14.80¾. And May cotton was up 12 points at 94.19. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.